Happy St. Patrick's Day. In celebration of the day, I thought I'd share some of the cuts we have of Joe Biden sharing his strange obsession with all things Irish. Enjoy!
I want to see you quoted, is it Yeats? Or there's a poet? Or
It could have been Yeats, or it could have been Seamus Heaney. It could have been a number of Irish poets.
My colleagues in the Senate used to always kid me for quoting Irish poets. They thought I did it because I'm Irish. I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because they're the best poets in the world. James Joyce was said to have told a friend that when it comes his time to pass, when he dies, he said, Dublin, Dublin will be written on my heart.
I'm always quoting Irish poets, and my friends in the Senate kid me. They think it's because I'm Gene Finnegan's son and I'm Irish. That's not the reason I quote them. I quote them because they're the best poets.
I find a lot of solace in poetry. There's a great poem that was written by Seamus Heaney, who recently passed away, an Irish poet.
For Secretary of Labor, I nominated a good friend and a stand-up guy, Marty Walsh of Boston, son of Irish immigrants. From his only downside, they're not from Mayo, they're from Galway. from Galway. Moved to Boston. They didn't come across the Rio Grande and swim across, excuse me. And sorry, that's the Irish in me. But all kidding aside.
Mr. Biden, a quick word for the BBC.
The BBC, I'm Irish.
Saints preserve us. At least I have a new working theory as to why Joe Biden is the way he is. He took one too many hits to the head with a shillelagh back in the day. Maybe from Corn Pop. Was Corn Pop Irish? Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3.